Hi there. Since you're listening to this, I'm going to assume that you want to come for me. Is that right? Good. Now, if you're going to come for me, you have to do exactly as I tell you. Because I like good boys, and I need you to be a good boy for me. So, my good boy, I want you to take off all your clothes, get naked, and get comfortable. While you do that, let me set the scene for you a little bit. I am lying in my bed, wearing a black t-shirt and some really cute boy cut panties, blue and white gray stripes. And the thought of you stroking your cock has already started to turn me on. So my hand has found its way into my panties already. That's not unusual for me. All right. So, before we begin, I want to make sure that you really want to come for me. So I'm going to need you to say it out loud. Swirl. I want to come for you. Good boy. And again, swirl. Please make me come. Good boy. Maybe. Maybe I'll let you come. We'll see. First thing I want you to do is take the hand that you usually use to stroke your cock. I want you to run it down your stomach, getting so close to your cock, but do not touch it. Not until I say. Good. Run your hand up and down over your belly and your chest, maybe down your leg. And while you do that, I want you to think not of your hand, but of mine. I have soft little hands. Imagine them running up and down your chest and your stomach, down your thighs. Good boy. Sorry. I get a little distracted. Because rubbing my clit is feeling really, really fucking good right now. You know, it's kind of a shame because I wish you could see. Like, I wish that you were just here with me right now, and you could watch as my hand works in circles inside my panties. And as I bite my lip. But you're just gonna have to imagine. Now we need to do something about your cock. If it isn't already, it needs to be hard. So I want you to take it in your hand, and I want you to make your cock hard. Get it nice, hard, throbbing. And I want you to do this for me. Because, my good boy, your cock should always be hard for me. And I like that thought. Oh, if your cock just, oh my gosh, just throbbing and twitching. Are you nice and hard yet? I want you to say that out loud too. Tell me, Swirl, my cock is hard for you. Good boy. Oh, good. Now take your hand off your nice hard cock. You heard me. Take your hand off of it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I wish I could take your cock in my hand and stroke it. I would love to stroke you. Oh, and get you nice and close. Oh, and then I would stop. Oh, I want you to cup your balls right now. Show me how you like to be played with. Show me what feels good. Oh, do you rub your thumb against them? Do you squeeze them in your hand? Are you soft and gentle with them, or do they like a little bit rougher play? Show me. Don't touch your cock, just your balls. While you're doing that, I want you to imagine that I've crawled up between your legs. And those are my hands now, working your balls. Getting distracted again. I want you to just very lightly take your hand and brush the back of your hand or the palm of your hand lightly against your hard, throbbing cock. I know that sounds weird, but that is not your hand, but rather my big, soft tits gently brushing up against your cock. You can start stroking it again. And while you're doing that, I want you to think about how fucking good it would feel to have your cock buried between my tits. Would you like that? Just to lay there? And I can wrap my tits around your cock. Oh, and squeeze them together tight and just work them up and down. Would you like that? Tell me you would like that. Say it. Swirl. I want to fuck your tits. Dirty boy. Oh, and I might let you do that. Just for a little bit, though. Oh, move your hips up and down while you fuck your hand. Show me how you would fuck my tits. Oh, good. Take your hand off your cock. You need a break. And I'm getting distracted again because feels really good what I'm doing with my little fingers. Rubbing my clit. It would feel a lot better if I was rubbing my clit and your cock was inside me, though. Would you want to fuck me? Would you want to slide your throbbing, suffering cock into my tight, hot, wet pussy? You can start stroking again. I think that if I was there with you right now, what I would do is I would straddle you, and I would make you put your hands up above your head, and I would lower my pussy down over your cock. And I would reach down, and I would play with my clit. And I wouldn't move up and down or even side to side. I would just rub my clit and clench my pussy really tight around your cock. Squeeze your cock tighter. I want you to imagine that that's my pussy squeezing your cock. And the closer I get to coming, the tighter my pussy will be, and the hotter it will be, and the wetter it will be. And it would feel so fucking good. And I would be moaning and grinding against you. Oh, yes, stroke faster. Grip your cock nice and tight. And imagine, oh God, that you can feel my pussy just clenched against you. Oh, yeah. I know you would want to be just surrounded by the wet, hot walls of my pussy. Just surrounding your cock. Oh, do you want me to come on your cock? I think you should say that out loud. Tell me. Say swirl. I want you to come on my cock. Of course, it's not about what you want, is it? Because you're laying there with your arms above your head, and I'm riding your cock, and it's all about me. And maybe I don't want to come on your cock. So I'm going to get off of you, and you're going to take your hand off your cock now. You heard me. Take your hands off your cock. Put them up above your head. Is that mean? Good. Because while I like good boys, I can be kind of a bad girl sometimes. And I can be sort of cruel in a playful way. And I make you stop because I know that you don't like it. And I know that it drives you crazy. And it makes you want to come even more. And what I want to do is get you close to the edge and make you stop, and get you close to the edge again and make you stop. And I want to drive you to the point where if we were in the same room, you would just pin me down and fuck the shit out of me. Stroke your cock again. Oh, that's a lovely thought, isn't it? Just me just driving you to that point where you just can't take it anymore. And you have to just pin me down and fuck me. Oh, yeah, you would like that, wouldn't you? I know you would. Oh, yeah. God, get yourself nice and close. You know how to stroke that cock. Yes, you do. You're a good boy. You know how to work your cock for me. Get yourself close. I want you on the edge right now. All right on the fucking edge. Faster, harder, yes, get closer. Oh, because the edge feels so fucking good, doesn't it? When you're right there, and all it takes is just the words from me, and you're gonna fucking come, but you're not gonna come until I tell you, because you're a good boy. Yeah, you're my good boy, and you wanna be my good boy, and you're not gonna come until I tell you. So stroke fast and hard, and get close and close and close, and right on that edge, right on that fucking edge, yes, right there. Oh my God, you're so close, aren't you? Good, fucking stop again. I hope you are growling at me. I hope you're so pissed off. Put your hands above your head. Is your cock twitching and throbbing? Did I take you too close to the edge this time? I hope not. You better be a good boy. Because if you're bad, well then, you get spanks. But I can't spank you, huh? But I can spank myself. Oh, that feels really good. Stroke your cock again. Yeah, build yourself back up to the edge. Make sure you are working that whole shaft for me. Oh, yeah, because you're going to come for me soon. You are. And maybe you think we're going to come together, but we're not. I don't know if you're a good enough boy yet to hear me come. Oh, but you are gonna get yourself close to that fucking edge. Oh my god. But I want you to get to the edge and I want you to wonder, fuck, is she gonna make me stop again? Am I? Am I gonna make you stop again? Because if I say stop, you'll do it. Stroke it. Work it. Get on the edge and fucking stay there. Oh, that's right, baby. Ride that edge. God. And you want to come so fucking bad. I know you do. Tell me you want to come. Tell me how bad you want to come. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I know. And your balls are tight and you want to just fucking explode, don't you? Oh, God, am I going to make you stop again? What would you do to me if I made you stop? What would you do if I was there? Tell me. Say it out loud. Tell me how you would fuck me. Tell me how you would fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, God, do you want to come for me? Fucking beg me. Beg for it. Say it. Swirl, please. Please, swirl. Let me come. Swirl, let me come. Let me come. Please, swirl. Yeah, fucking beg for it. Faster. Harder. Get closer. Because you better fucking come when I tell you. And you know what? Just for fun, we're going old school. That's right. I'm giving you a fucking countdown. I'm gonna go from 10 to 1. When I say 0, you better fucking explode. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Get on the edge. 7, 6, 5, 4. God, am I going to keep counting? Am I going to go back up? Tell me you want to come. I don't believe you. Show me you want to come for me. 3. Oh, fuck. 3 is good. We're so fucking close, aren't we? Yeah, you want to come? Beg for it. Come on. Beg for it. 2. Oh, we're almost there. Yeah. Oh my god, it's gonna feel so good, isn't it? Yeah? 1. Don't come yet. Not yet. But fucking get there. Oh my god, yes. Oh my gosh, when I tell you, I want you to fucking explode. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come right fucking now. Oh, yeah, you better be just, oh, fucking shooting stream after stream of hot, sticky cum all over the place for me. Oh, that's it. Just fucking feel that pleasure. Oh, you're such a good boy. You are. You listen very, very well. Yeah, that's it. Come for me. Well, I guess it's my turn. I need to come. But I don't think I'm gonna let you listen. Nope, not this time. But thank you. Thank you for playing with me. I really appreciate it. Bye.